Alright, so what's a fourth up from that? Here, fill in the rest of that song. And it sounds like this. So from here to here is a fourth. Alright, so I'm going to review what we've learned so far. The fourth is... The fifth is... And the octave is... Okay? Again, the fourth is... One, two, three, four. The fifth is... One, two, three, four, five. And the octave is... One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Okay? I'm going to play you some random example. And you're going to determine whether it's an octave, a fourth, or a fifth. That's all we got so far. So here we go. So sing, can be any octave. If the note is too high or too low, this happens sometimes in teaching ear training. For students who can sing, if the note is too high or too low, you just go up or down an octave according to your voice. So, you know, I know I'm going to go up from, and so that gets a little high for me. So I'm automatically going to start an octave down. If that makes any sense. So there's our first example right there. From this to this, is it a fifth, is it a fourth, or is it an octave? Alright, does it sound like Here Comes the Bride? If not, then it's not a fourth. Does it sound like Crazy Train? Or the 2001 theme? If so, then it's a fifth. If not, then it's not. And lastly, does it sound like Somewhere Over the Rainbow? If not, then it's not. The answer there was a fifth. I'm gonna give you another example. Okay, does it sound like Here Comes the Bride, or 2001 theme, or Somewhere Over the Rainbow? Okay, and that'll tell you your answer, whether it was a fourth, fifth, or octave, respectively.
The answer there is an octave. Somewhere.
Alright, here we go with one more example. So that.
The answer there is a fourth. Here comes the bride.
Okay, good. So we've done the octave, we've done the fourth, we've done the fifth. Next we're going to do thirds and sixths, okay? So the third is... Okay? The example I use for that is obladi, oblada. Obladi, oblada. Right? So from O to blah, obla is a major third. There's two types of thirds. There's a major third and a minor third. That's too much information right now. Right now we're only doing the major scale. So, you know, when we did fourths and fifths, there is such a thing as a sharp fourth. There is such a thing as a sharp fifth, or flat fifth is the same as a sharp four. We're not worrying about all that stuff. We're only playing what they call perfect fourth and perfect fifth, namely the fourth and fifth that are found in your Pythagorean scale, your major scale, okay? So if there's any confusion about the thirds or any other intervals we're doing now, all right, it's major. It's all major scale. At some point we'll do minors, and you'll see that they're the same. Everything's the same. It's just still the same 12 relationships, just turned around in a different perspective. More on that later. So the root to a third. If you can sing, blah, and even if you can't sing, just kind of hear it, you know, and that's the sound of it. Hear it in your inner ear, kind of, all right? In the same way that you were able to identify the difference between a fourth, fifth, and an octave, whether you could sing them out loud or not, you can hear these things. You can train yourself to hear these things, all right? And there are programs, and, you know, this audio is not meant to be, you know, the be-all, end-all of your ear training. Your ear training, there are a lot of different ways to do it. There's programs that do it, too. There's online, it's called earmaster.com. I've never used it myself, but I've heard from other teachers that it's very useful. So this is not to suggest that My Little Audio is, you know, the be all end all of training your ear, but it's something to listen to and for you to get better as you drive with your commute, as we mentioned in the beginning. The major third, again, if I choose a note, and if I go, the obla, obla di, obla da, so there's my major third, all right? I'm gonna give you an example. So I play a note, in this case, okay? So sing, oh, and then, blah D, okay? Sing the whole tune. Like sometimes you just have to sing the whole tune to really get it in your head and then come back and analyze just the first two notes. And it should be, oh, blah D, oh, blah da. See what I mean? So I'm gonna play you another one before I start testing you. How about, this one is, oh, blank. All right, so I gave it to you already. Obla di, obla da, life goes on. Okay? So there's your major third. Alright? I'm going to test your knowledge of the interval so far. We're going to do third, fourth, fifth, and octave. Here we go. Here's your note. And here's the interval. Okay? So is that